Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 412. Duress. A. Conduct which would otherwise constitute an offense is justified if a reasonable person would believe that he was compelled to engage in the proscribed conduct by the threat or use of immediate physical force against his person, or the person of another, which resulted or could result in serious physical injury which a reasonable person in the situation would not have resisted. B. The defense provided by subsection A is unavailable if the person intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly placed himself in a situation in which it was probable that he would be subjected to duress. C. The defense provided by subsection A is unavailable for offenses involving homicide or serious physical injury. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 412, addresses the defense of duress in criminal cases in the state of Arizona. Let's examine the details and provide examples to illustrate the provisions. According to subsection A, conduct that would otherwise be considered an offense is justified if a reasonable person would believe that they were compelled to engage in the prohibited conduct, due to the threat or use of immediate physical force against their own person or the person of another. The threat or use of force must be such that it could result in serious physical injury, and a reasonable person in that situation would not have resisted the compulsion. Example 1. An individual is threatened by a group of armed individuals who demand that they participate in a robbery. Fearing immediate physical harm to themselves or others, the individual complies with the demands. In this case, the individual's conduct may be justified due to duress. Example 2. A person is kidnapped and forced at gunpoint to transport drugs across state lines. Despite knowing that their actions are illegal, the person complies out of fear for their life and the lives of their family. In this situation, the defense of duress may be applicable. Subsection B states that the defense provided by subsection A is not available if the person intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly placed themselves in a situation in which it was probable that they would be subjected to duress. In other words, if the person willingly put themselves in a position where they could reasonably expect to be coerced into committing a crime, the defense of duress would not apply. Example 3. An individual voluntarily becomes involved in a criminal organization known for using threats and violence to coerce members into committing illegal acts. If that person later participates in a criminal activity under duress, they may not be able to claim the defense of duress because they knowingly placed themselves in a situation where duress was probable. Subsection C specifies that the defense provided by subsection A is not available for offenses involving homicide or serious physical injury. Duress is not considered a valid defense for crimes that result in severe harm to others. Example 4. An individual is forced under threat of death to shoot and kill another person. Despite the compelling threat, the defense of duress would not be applicable in this case, as it involves a homicide offense. Example 5. A person is coerced into inflicting serious physical injury on someone else under duress. Even though they were forced to commit the act, the defense of duress would not apply to the offense of serious physical injury. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 412 outlines the defense of duress in criminal cases. It allows individuals to argue that they were compelled to engage in prohibited conduct due to immediate physical threats or force that could result in serious physical injury. However, the defense is not available if the person intentionally or knowingly placed themselves in a situation where duress was likely, and it does not apply to offenses involving homicide or serious physical injury.